Today, May 31st, is a beautiful feast day. It is the feast day of the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary to her cousin, St. Elizabeth. And this is what we meditate upon whenever we say the joyful mysteries of the Rosary and meditate upon the second joyful mystery, the visitation. And in this mystery, we pray for charity. We pray to imitate Mary's charity towards her cousin, Elizabeth. As soon as she heard that her elderly, barren cousin Elizabeth had a miraculous conception and was now expecting a child, immediately it says she went with haste. So Our Lady's the model of charity in visiting her cousin Elizabeth, because she knew that she would be in need and Mary would be there to be most likely the midwife and to help deliver this child who would be John the Baptist. So we see Our Lady here as a model of charity, a model of service, a model of evangelization, because evangelization is bringing Jesus to others. And Mary was bringing Jesus to Elizabeth. So Mary's called the first apostle, the first evangelist, the first sharer of the good news. We see Our Lady as a model of humility. Even though she was the mother of God, she went to serve. She went to be the servant to her cousin. So Our Lady is a great model of humility. And during this mystery, when we pray the Rosary, we pray for respect for the sanctity of human life, because this is the greatest pro-life mystery out of all the mysteries of the Rosary, because you see the two unborn children. Mary had just conceived Christ in her womb by the power of the Holy Spirit. It was about a 4 to 6 day journey to An Karim, where Elizabeth was living in the hill country of Judea. So by the time after the Annunciation, Mary immediately left. So perhaps Jesus was only 6 days old in Mary's womb. And so you have the two mothers meet, Mary and Elizabeth. You have the two unborn babes meet, Jesus 6 days old, John 6 months old in the womb. It says as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's voice. Mary's voice is a channel of grace. Mary's voice, immediately, even the unborn babe in the mother's womb recognized the voice of Our Lady. And John the Baptist, who could not speak, decided to leap for joy. And he was sanctified. He did a little Irish jig in his, let's say a little Jewish jig, a Hebrew jig in his mother's womb. Yiddish jig, I guess it's called, right? So he could not speak, but he leapt for joy. And the fathers of the church say that John was sanctified and cleansed of original sin. He, of course, was conceived in original sin. But the fathers of the church say that at this moment, he was baptized. He was sanctified. He was cleansed of original sin in his mother's womb. At the presence of Jesus, the six-day-old embryo, fetus, unborn child in Mary's womb. So the meeting of the mothers and the meeting of the two unborn children. One, the Son of God. The other, the greatest prophet in the history of the world. And so you have this beautiful relationship. I think this is such a great pro-life mystery because it shows that the first person ever to recognize the Messiah was an unborn baby. Isn't that amazing? An unborn child leapt for joy when he felt that the Messiah was here. So again, what a great thing to meditate upon for the pro-life cause, that life begins at conception. Here was the six-day-old baby meeting a six-month-old in the womb. And so John is sanctified, he's cleansed of original sin. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit, and under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, she cries out part of the Hail Mary. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. So notice she praises Mary first. Blessed are you among women. And then she praises Jesus. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And notice that the fruit of the womb is sacred. It is blessed. It's not a burden. It's not a curse. It's not a punishment, as so many people in modern society think. The fruit of the womb is sacred. It is holy. It is blessed. It's a blessing. Elizabeth says, filled with the Holy Spirit. So this is the Holy Spirit speaking through her. So Mary is the most blessed of all women. Out of all the millions and billions of women that will ever live on the face of the earth, Mary is the most blessed. And Elizabeth then calls Mary the Mother of God. Again, we get that in the Hail Mary. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Where does that come from? Right here. And why is this? That the Mother of my Lord should come to me. The word Lord and God are interchangeable. She's saying, who am I that the Mother of God should come to me? So Elizabeth, inspired by the Holy Spirit, realizes that Mary has conceived a son, and this child is not just a great teacher or great prophet, he is God. Who am I that the Mother of my Lord should come to me? For at your voice, at the moment of your greeting, the babe in my womb leaped for joy. Just as David leapt for joy when the Ark of the Covenant came into his presence, so now the new Ark of the Covenant comes into the presence of Elizabeth, and the new prophet leaps for joy. And then she says, blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And you have to think that Elizabeth is referring to her husband Zechariah, who's sitting there deaf and dumb over in this corner. She's saying, blessed are you who believed, unlike my deaf and dumb husband over here, because he did not believe the angel, but you did. What was fulfilled was bespoken to her by the Lord. And then, of course, Our Lady goes through her Magnificat. I won't comment on that here. Maybe some other time I'll walk you through the beauty of Mary's Canticle of Praise, her Magnificat, that beautiful prayer of Jesus in her womb that, inspired by the Holy Spirit, Mary sings her Magnificat, that beautiful prayer. And then it says she remained with Elizabeth for 3 months. And, of course, help deliver the child, the prophet, that would prepare the way for Jesus, her divine son. So what I would recommend when we meditate upon this mystery, pray for the end of abortion, pray for the conversion of our world, pray for the elimination of the contraceptive mentality that we have in our society, pray that children will be seen as blessings and gifts from God. We should pray for faith, because Mary is the model of faith. Blessed is he who believed. What was spoken to her will be fulfilled. Let's pray for the sanctity of all human life. And the virtues we want to pray for is charity, service, humility, and evangelization, bringing Jesus to others.